Do you put batter on it before you?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I make a batter out of milk, eggs, and flour, and batter it, and then fry it.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the center part of an egg?
The yolk.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Chest, I suppose.
What do you call something that has oars that you get into if you want to row out on a lake or a river?
A boat.
What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Case or cover?
Let me go back to the boat question for a minute, because I've been intrigued. Is there a difference between the name for one with a pointed bow and one that's just squared off?
Pointed what?
If the front end of the boat is pointed, has it got a different name from when it's squared off?
Well, I wouldn't think so.
Does it?
One's a rowboat, you know, and the other's, wouldn't it be the same thing? Only it's...
I just didn't know.
You paddle them without a motor, and then there's a motorboat. There's the...
Yeah.
But
most freshwater boats seem to have just a square bow.
Is that so?
And saltwater ones seem to be pointed. I just wondered if there was a difference.
Well, I don't know what is different.
If a woman's wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty, what?
Necklace.
And what's another word you could use? Something with beads.
Well, a pair of beads or a necklace.
Okay. If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you'd say, one man really, what, the other one?
Whipped him.
Okay.
Would it be?
Mm-hmm. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say he got down on his...
Well, the calves of his legs, they got down, but the knees would be what he'd get down on.
Okay.
But I don't know what you're talking about.
The calf is what I was saying. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
A tightwad.
Suppose a person's wearing funny-looking clothes. You'd say, he really looks...
Silly.
Okay. Would you ever use the words duchy or slouchy or tacky?
Well, yeah, tacky or slouchy, either one, if it was according to how it was, you know. Slouchy would be baggy and unfitted, you know, and I'd call that slouchy.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, could you use that word if you were talking about a woman as well as a man?
Yeah.
What do you call it when a woman's wearing her best clothes? You'd say, she's really...
All dressed up.
And would you use the same thing if you were talking about a man?
I guess you would.
Okay. What word would you use to mean an old person who's very lively and gets around very well? You might say, he certainly is, what, for his age?
Active.
And what's another word you could use besides active?
Whether you use it strong or act young, or that's what you'd use there.
Okay.
You don't act their age anyway.
You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and who doesn't have any ambition is...
Well, that's a loafer, I think.
What do you call a bird who makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Woodpecker.
Hello, how are you?
Well,
what do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its...
Well, as I say, we call them woodpeckers, but they do have another name. Sometimes my husband called them a loggerhead, but they do have another name.
What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
Grasshopper.
What do you call an old house that nobody lives in and people might say spirits were in it?
Yeah. Call it spooky, I think.
Okay. Did you ever go in one of those houses when you were a child?
I don't remember that I ever did. I always thought I'd like to, but I just never had the opportunity.
Uh-huh.